this is the first judicial decision on a continental level that begins to offer us pathways to trying to reconcile the challenges between public health and the right to participate in government.
Did you find that sometimes this decision is made abruptly by the government in power? I mean, I can point to, for example, Zambia, which is supposed to be going to election on August 12th, also the January 14th Uganda election. Do you find that sometimes this decision is made abruptly by the government in power?
Precisely, and the consequences are very far-reaching. You're talking about the elections that will take place after this time, but if you go back, the elections in Mali last year were manipulated using COVID-19 as an excuse by the government. And what happened? Mali suffered two coups as a result directly of that. Ethiopia deferred its elections because of COVID and then got into a political crisis, and now we have a war. Uganda is in a spot of bother because of the way that it used COVID as an excuse to preclude the opposition from participating properly in the elections in January. In Tanzania and in Burundi, presidents died who bent the rules to enable them to do whatever they could in the name of COVID. So this is causing problems everywhere around our continent. And the Zambian and Gambian elections are next on the African continent. So this is very timely. At least we can learn lessons on the basis of this to be able to move forward. And what this says is the incumbent governments don't have a monopoly of decision-making capacity on postponing elections or how they are conducted during COVID. The opposition has got to be consulted, and civil society has got to have a stake too.
The African Court on Human and People's Rights has rendered numerous other decisions before, some of those decisions affecting internal politics, as you just rightly said. But it looks to me that no government respects the decision of the court. Why should this particular advisory matter or make a difference?
My sense is that it's precisely because they take the court seriously that African governments are wary of being on the wrong end of decisions by the court. I can give you one or two other illustrations, but the fact is increasingly people take the court seriously, and the decisions are also opportunities for making further demands and further reforms across the continent.
So is it possible that opposition politicians or any candidate in any of these countries can cite or use this advisory, say if they do not win the election?
The reason why we have a crisis with elections in Africa is that governments seek to invert that so that they want to make the rules indeterminate in order that the outcomes can be determinate. And that's what the African court has sought to do with this, to say the rules have got to be determinate and cannot be set arbitrarily using COVID-19 as an excuse. So the opposition or the party in power or whoever can look to this decision to ground proper governance of elections so that when the outcomes come out, they can be legitimate to the maximum extent that is possible and make it less likely that people are going to contest the outcomes or resort to methods that are not particularly conducive to stability for the countries involved.
Chidi, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, James.